Gyan Timirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadatishvapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Aschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshavana Videvi Haikaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuyojvala Premadya Sri Rupanuka Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Sri Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinathharine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhe Padambo Jayate Namaha Namo Kukti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirtesta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvaboma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Potithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pratayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Dvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanta Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Matiragati Matsarvasva Badambojao Radha Madana Mohanao Divyad Brindaranya Kalpadrumadha Sriman Ratnagara Singhasanastao Sri Sri Radha Sila Govinda Devo Pristalabhi Sevya Mano Smarani Sriman Rasara Sarambi Vamsivata Tatastita Karshan Venu Svanar Gopir Gopinatha Sriyestunaha Tapta Kansana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama राम राम हरि हरि.
If you have songbook, we will sing the prayers to the lotus feet of Krishna, composed by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. Please repeat after me. I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. Now I will read. Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is very dear to Lord Gauranga, the son of Mother Sachi, is unparalleled in his service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is that great saintly master who bestows intense devotion to Krishna at different places throughout the world. By his strong desire, the holy name of Lord Gauranga will spread throughout all the countries of the Western world. In all the cities, towns, and villages on the earth, from all the oceans, seas, and rivers and streams, everyone will chant the holy name of Krishna. As the vast mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conquers all directions, a flood of transcendental ecstasy will certainly cover the land. When all the sinful, miserable living entities become happy, the Vaishnava's desire is then fulfilled. Although my Guru Maharaj ordered me to accomplish this mission, I am not worthy or fit to do it. I am very fallen and insignificant. Therefore, O Lord, now I am begging for your mercy so that I may become worthy, for you are the wisest and most experienced of all. If you bestow your power by serving the spiritual master, one attains the absolute truth. One's life becomes successful. If that service is obtained, then one becomes happy and gets your association due to good fortune. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires, one after another I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Narada Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Narasingha Dev, Srimad Bhagavatam 7928. O Lord Krishna, you are my eternal companion. Forgetting you, I have suffered the kicks of Maya birth after birth. If today the chance to meet you again occurs, then I will surely be able to rejoin you. O dear friend, in your company I will experience great joy once again. In the early morning I will wander about the cowherd pastures and fields, running and frolicking in the many forests of Braja. I will roll on the ground in spiritual ecstasy. Oh, when will that day be mine? Today that remembrance of you came to me in a very nice way. Because I have a great longing, I call to you. I am your eternal servant, and therefore I desire your association so much. O Lord Krishna, except for you, there is no other means of success. Repeat, please. I emphatically say to you, O brothers. Louder, please. Emphatically. I emphatically say to you, O brothers.
I emphatically say to you, O brothers.
Much louder, please. You will obtain your good fortune.
You will obtain your good fortune.
From the Supreme Lord Krishna.
From the Supreme Lord Krishna.
Only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you.
Only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you.
These prayers were written on board Jaladuta on September 13th, 1965. In Srila Prabhupada's diary, he reveals his heart. It was his own personal prayers, revelations, and reports to Sri Guru and Krishna. After suffering several heart attacks, seasickness, immense tribulation, he writes a passage how much he's longing to be in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada declared that Vrindavan is his home. He writes how far away he is from Vrindavan and how deeply he is feeling separation from Sri Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath, and Sri Radha Damodar. But in his immense separation, he's feeling unlimited enthusiasm and desire to serve the order of his spiritual master by going to the Western world to preach the message of Krishna consciousness. In this beautiful prayer, Srila Prabhupada is explaining the real nature of a Vaishnava. He gives no importance to his own qualifications. In fact, he exclaims that he has no qualifications whatsoever. Simply on the order of his beloved Guru Maharaj, he is fearlessly undertaking this impossible mission. A mission that even the greatest acharyas and pure devotees of the past had never even attempted to fulfill. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur certainly sent some of his men to the West, but he was dissatisfied with their results. They were funded from India. They had facilities, servants, associates. Srila Prabhupada was all alone. In this prayer, Srila Prabhupada is longing in separation from Vrindavan. And he's ultimately leaving his destiny to the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada begins by emphatically stating, emphatically, that no one can approach Lord Krishna unless Srimati Radharani is pleased with them. One of Srila Prabhupada's beloved godbrothers, he translated it in a way that Prabhupada is saying to Krishna that your good fortune will only be, my dear brother Krishna, your good fortune will only be when Srimati Radharani is pleased with you. It was this spirit of Srila Prabhupada's humility and compassion that is the only qualification any of us have for being in this most sacred place today. During this yatra, we should all try to assimilate the spirit of following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. Vrindavan is the eternal home of Sri Sri Radha Shamasunda. It cannot be seen in its truth with our material eyes. For those who are not completely purified and endowed with ecstatic love, we must learn to see Sri Vrindavan Dham through the eyes of our spiritual masters, through the great acharyas, and through the scriptures. Srila Prabhupada explained we should see through our ears. When we have faith, humility, and devotion, then Sri Vrindavan Dham reveals herself to us. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained, do not try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna will be pleased to see you. Mahaprabhu prayed, Aradyo Bhagavan Brajesh Tanayastad Dham Vrindavanam. That Vrindavan is none different than Krishna. As Krishna is worshipable, Sri Vrindavan is worshipable. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sthithaiva bhajamyaham. As we approach the Lord reveals Himself accordingly. While we are residing in Vrindavan, we should be especially conscious that every moment we are absorbed in hearing about Krishna, chanting the names and glories of Krishna, praying to Lord Sri Krishna, remembering the Lord and offering service to the Lord and His devotees. We come for this yatra for our purification. It is not a vacation or a holiday. It is a time to perform austerity, to beg for the mercy of the Lord to become purified, so that we can actually be utilized as instruments in the hands of Srila Prabhupada and his servants. That should be our prayer. That should be our goal. Any spiritual progress we make is multiplied by thousands of times in Sri Vrindavan. And any offenses we make are also multiplied by thousands of times while in Sri Vrindavan town. So let us begin this yatra by making firm resolutions within our own heart that we will live for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha Krishna and their devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Das 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 Anudas. If we want to approach the Lord of Gopis, we must do so in the spirit of the servant, of the servant, of the servant, of the servant. Beyond this material existence is the Viraja, the border of material and spiritual worlds. Above that is the Brahma Jyoti, the spiritual sky. Within Brahma Jyoti there are innumerable planets called Vaikuntha, where the various forms of the one Supreme Personality of Godhead are eternally residing, performing pastimes with his devotees. According to our holy scriptures, the highest of all the planets of Vaikuntha is Krishna Loka. Krishna Loka has three divisions: Dwarka, Mathura, and Goloka, also called Vrindavan and Svetadvip. In Goloka, the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is eternally performing his most intimate pastimes with his own Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani, and their innumerable associates. Srimad Bhagavatam describes when there was great difficulties on this earth planet at the latter part of the Dwarpa Yuga, Lord Brahma and the Devatas approached the ocean of milk and prayed for Lord Vishnu to descend. In every yuga, the Lord appears as Yugavatar. And there are many Leelavatars as well. But only once in a day of Brahma, which is several billions of years, does the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is in his original transcendental form, appear on this earth to perform his pastimes. In Goloka, in this spiritual sky, Lord Sri Krishna told to his eternal consort, Srimati Radharani, that on the request of Lord Brahma, I will descend into Bharatvarsha. Srimati Radharani lives only to please Krishna. She is the original guru of pure devotional service. whatever she does, whatever she speaks, is only for Krishna's satisfaction. Sri Radharani, as the Ladini Shakti, is none different than Krishna. She is the supreme lover, and the Krishna is the supreme object of love. She is the supreme enjoyed, and Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. She is the origin of all love. The Jivatma is part and parcel of Krishna, Satchit Ananda. That Ananda, whatever happiness that comes through love of God that was within our hearts, is part and parcel of the supreme, unlimited love of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, she only gives pleasure to Krishna. She told Lord Krishna, I cannot possibly be without you. If you descend into the earthly environment, I will not survive. I will surely give up my life. Lord Krishna, with great joy, proclaimed, then we will go together. We will descend together. Srimati Radharani spoke with tears of love in her lotus eyes, that without the forest of Vrindavan, the river Jamuna, and Sri Giriraj, Govardhan Hill, I will feel no happiness in my heart. Krishna proclaimed, Vrindavan Jamuna and Sri Vrindavan Dham will descend to assist us in our transcendental pastimes and the earth. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, in tattva, what is Goloka and what is Gokul? Srila Prabhupada has revealed it to us in very, very simple language. Goloka is aprakata. It is non-manifested to the vision of the persons within this world. It is the eternal abode in the spiritual world. But when Krishna descends, by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, Goloka descends as well. Goloka manifests within this world, in this very place that we are sitting. And it is called Gokul. Gokul, Sri Sri Radha Krishna performed the Prakata Leela, the Leela that is manifested to this world. Srila Prabhupada explains from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, Yeyatamam prapadyante, I'm sorry. Krishna tells that he comes to this world in every millennium for delivering the pious, reestablishing principles of religion, and annihilating the miscreants. But factually, through his energies, through his incarnations, he can perform this work. यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युतनाम धर्मस्य तदात्मनाम सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय साधूनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृतं धर्म संस्थापनाय संभवामि चिदेश।
But he comes once in a day of Brahma in his original form, specifically for the purpose of revealing the eternal pastimes of the spiritual world to attract our hearts back into his loving service. That is Gokul. In Gokul, Krishna's pastimes have a transcendental evolution. Sri Radha and Krishna appear. Not that they are born, but they appear like the sun rising in the eastern horizon, coming into our vision. Then they perform their Balila, Kumaralila, Pogandalila, then their Kishorlila. Krishna remains within this world about 125 years, and then he disappears. When the Lord disappears, the dham is called Drishtvan Dham. It is the Gokul where the Leela is no longer prakata, it is no longer manifested to our eyes. But through the process of sincere devotional service under the direction of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar's associates, the Dham manifests herself to us. Great personalities see the eternal pastimes of the Lord even today. In Goloka, the Aprakata Lila is eternally manifested, even to those devotees in Gokul whose hearts have pure love. It is by the grace of Srimati Radharani that Sri Vrindavan Dham is here in this world and remains in this world. Srila Prabhupada explains Srimati Radharani is the compassionate nature of the Supreme Personality of God. When she requests Krishna, please accept this devotee. He is better than me. Krishna cannot refuse. She is the mother of all living beings. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada explained here in Vrindavan, the devotees sincerely cry out for the shelter of Sri Radharani. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that this is the very essence and basis of our sampradaya. Vrindavan Dham is described in Brahma Samhita as Chintamani. Nectar of devotion, Srila Prabhupada cites from Sri Rupa Goswami, that anyone who glorifies Vrindavan, remembers Vrindavan, hears about Vrindavan, anyone who aspires for devotional service within Vrindavan, sincerely, all that devotee's spiritual desires will be fulfilled. Adi Purana explains that there is no abode greater than Vrindavan. It is the highest of all spiritual places. and it is manifest on earth. Therefore, this earth planet becomes even greater than Vaikuntha because of the presence of Gokul. Adi Purana declares anyone who dies in Sri Vrindavan Dham will attain salvation. Brahmanda Purana declares that in Vrindavan, anyone who even touches this place gets greater merit than going to all the holy places in the universe and performing millions of Aswamedha Yajnas. Why is this so? Because Vrindavan Dham is permeated with the love, compassion, and mercy of Srimati Radharani. You are sitting in this dust. Srila Prabhupada told us that this dust is the dust of the feet of Sri Radharani, Lord Gopinath, and their eternal associates. Therefore, when we take the dust of Vrindavan in our feet, we should know we are taking the dust of Radha Gopinath directly upon our feet. It is declared in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that all the riches in Swargaloka, all the wealth of all the Vaikuntha planets do not have the value as one speck of dust here in Gokul Vrindavan. Lord Brahma, who is the father of all living beings within this universe, he prayed from his heart and soul, even performed tapasya to achieve the dust of Sri Vrindavan. Lord Shiva also prayed for the dust of the feet of the devotees of Vrindavan upon his head. Uddhava, the dearest of all servants of Krishna in Mathura and Dwarka, he performed tapasya and prayer to be a clump of grass somewhere in Brajbhumi, so that the lotus feet of gopis will trample upon his head and he will receive that dust. Srila Prabhupada explains that when we come to Vrindavan, we should follow in the footsteps of Akrura. You cannot come to Vrindavan simply by railway ticket or airplane or automobile. To actually enter into Vrindavan is a state of consciousness. As soon as he came into the precincts of Sri Brajbhumi, Akrura Dev saw the footprints of Krishna Balaram upon the soil. He came off his royal chariot and rolled in the dust of Vrindavan with tears and prayers. That is the mood that we approach. What does it mean to take dust? It means to take the lowliest, humblest position below the feet of the servants of the servants of the servants of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. It is in that spirit of humility that Krishna takes our prayers sincerely. It is said by gopis that Vrindavan is Chintamani Dham. And the most precious ornament upon the dust of Vrindavan is the lotus footprints of Lord Krishna. Sanatan Goswami explains that the gopas and the animals and others of Vrindavan, they all had a meeting together and agreed that no one will ever step on the footprints of Krishna. It is the supreme ornament of the earth. So the dust of Vrindavan is the dust from the feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. And if we are sincere, can award pure unalloyed devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came to Vrindavan in the year 1514. He came on Kartik Purnima and stayed for 2 months till the month of Paush. When he was here, the residents of Vrindavan, the deers, the cows, they realized that Lord Krishna has again returned. He longed to come to Vrindavan for many, many years. You know the story. After he accepted initiation from Sri Ishwarpuri in Gaya, he left all of his associates in the middle of the night and started running to Vrindavan. But a celestial voice spoke to him and told him that you are descended on this earth to establish the Harinam Sankirtan movement. You should go to Navadvip and you should establish the chanting of the holy names in this earth. Then you will come to Vrindavan later. So he returned to Navadvip, intoxicated with Radha's love for Krishna and sharing that love with the world. He inundated all of Navadvip with Harinam Sankirtan. But out of mercy to those persons who were not willing to accept his loving gift, he left his wife, his mother, accepted sannyas in Katwa. Immediately after getting the sannyas mantra and his name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, from Srila Kesava Bharati Maharaj, he immediately started running to Vrindavan, dancing and chanting, and people were coming with him. He sent everyone else back, but with his associates, intoxicated, he was running to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu understood his heart. His heart was always to please his devotees as his first priority. So they went to Shantipur to meet all of the Vaishnavas of Navadvip and the surrounding areas. By the desire of his mother and the devotees, he went to Jagannath Puri to reside. After his South Indian tour, every year he wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was so eager to come here. But the devotees made so many tricks to somehow or other keep him in Puri because they knew the Lord is bound by the love of his devotees. Without their blessings and permission, he could not go. He also wanted to teach the etiquette of Vaishnavas. After many years, he finally came. It is described when he was in Puri, just the thought of Vrindavan, his ecstasies would increase by thousands of times. When he was going through Jarikanda forest, that ecstasy was increasing thousands of times. When he came to Mathura, that ecstasy was increasing thousands of times. And when he finally entered into the 12 forests of Vrindavan, that ecstasy increased unlimitedly. He came to these very places that we are visiting today, as did Lord Nityananda Madhavendra Puri and so many of our other beloved acharyas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assigned the 6 Goswamis to reside within Vrindavan, to rediscover the lost holy places and excavate them, to establish the lost original deities in temples, establish beautiful temples in deity worship. By their behavior, to teach the world what is pure unalloyed devotion and what is real renunciation. And to extract the very essence of all the Vedas and teach the pure love of Vrindavan to the world through transcendental literatures. It was the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan who, out of their love for Lord Chaitanya, made Vrindavan again a holy place of pilgrimage for the world. Our beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he also came to Vrindavan, living at the temple of Sri Radha Damodar, where Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami performed their bhajan and wrote their literatures. For 6 years, he made his home, translating Srimad Bhagavatam and other literatures, preparing for that great historical mission. In 1965, Srila Prabhupada did not leave Vrindavan. He carried Vrindavan in his heart to share it with the whole world through the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare!
Srila Prabhupada was very eager that devotees from all over the world come to Vrindavan. He quoted Lord Chaitanya that Vrindavan is the ideal place to practice Krishna consciousness, because the devotees of Vrindavan are very dear to Krishna, and Krishna is very dear to the devotees in Vrindavan. It is a natural place. In 1966, before his first return to Vrindavan, he was telling his few disciples that in Vrindavan you will be amazed. 5,000 temples, everyone devotee, chanting the holy names. It is such a natural and simple place to remember Krishna. He invited his devotees every year to come. He called it his home. In 1975, he established the Krishna Balaram Temple for the specific purpose of having a facility for his devotees to learn about and practice pure devotional service, to come from all over the world. 1972, he brought his devotees for the month of Kartik to Radha Damodar Temple to give classes from Nectar of Devotion. Our success of this yatra is very much depending upon our sincere gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. We are here with the proper devotional disposition due to his mercy and his sacrifice. Today we are very, very fortunate. The longest acting personal servant of Srila Prabhupada is with us to bestow his mercy upon us. We were thinking, what more appropriate way is there to glorify Vrindavan Dham and begin our yatra than being in the birthplace of Srimati Radharani, hearing the glorious activities of her very, very, very dear associate and servant, Srila Prabhupada. I will speak something about this place, and then we will hear from Shruti Kirti Prabhu. He will go on speaking as long as you are enthusiastic to hear. The only time restriction is according to Shruti Kirti Prabhu's desire to give us mercy. It is described that King Brishabhanu and his beloved wife Kirtida, who are the eternal mother and father of Srimati Radharani, living in Barasana. At the same time, not far was Nandagang, where Nanda Maharaj was residing. There were no children, so they decided to come to this area, which is very close to the river Jamuna. So Nanda Maharaj's community moved to Mahaban Gokul, and Vrishabhanu's community moved here to Raval, which according to the scriptures is called Mukya Ravali. It is said that actually Srila Prabhupada tells the story in a very nice way, according to several Puranas, that Vrishabhanu Maharaj was plowing field, and from the ground a beautiful golden baby appeared. Srimati Radharani. Other Puranas described in different days of Brahma how Vrishabhanu goes to bathe in Jamuna and there's a beautiful lotus flower. And that lotus flower was emanating such incredible light. He approached the lotus flower and there he saw this beautiful golden form of Sri Radharani as a baby child. Then Lord Brahma appeared and picked up the child and put her in the arms of Vrishabhanu Maharaj and explained, in a previous birth, your name was Suchandra. and Kirtita was Kalavati. You perform much austerities, just eating dry leaves for approximately 10,000 years. And I appeared to you then and asked you what benediction you wanted. And you wanted the Supreme Goddess of Fortune to be your child, to care for her as a mother and father and witness her beautiful pastimes. This is Radharani, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. So he brought her back to this place. Actually, she was born here. He brought her back to palace, which is close by. And there, everyone was rejoicing. But there was a sorrow in their heart. The child refused to open her eyes or even make a sound. So they could not understand, is she deaf and dumb? Narada Muni appeared, eager to worship Srimati Radharani. He asked Vrishabhanu, can I see your new daughter? He saw her in a secluded place. Narada Muni was offering his repeated obeisances and worshipping her. And Sri Radharani, by her causeless mercy, gave Narada Muni a vision of her eternal transcendental form. Narada Muni told Vrishabhanu, Maharaj, you should call the Brijavasis to come here. So there was a festival. During that time, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, they came here to see the newborn child. Sri Radharani was on a little swing. Little baby Krishna crawled up to her and touched her. And then Sri Radharani opened her eyes, her beautiful lotus eyes. She refused to see anything within this world before the moon-like face of Govindaji. And she began to cry in transcendental happiness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radharani in this world teaching, never wanted to see anything except Krishna. Never wanted to see anything except that which was in relationship to Krishna. So it was here that Sri Radharani had her innumerable pastimes, from her appearance to the time she was 3 years and 4 months old, when Bishop Nanda Maharaj moved to Chatikar, Vrindavan area, and Bishop Hanu moved to Basanti and other places like that. Srila Prabhupada opened the treasure chest of the greatest wealth of pure devotional service, Srimati Radharani's love. Thus we are here today to pray for the mercy of Sri Radha Gopinath, that we may surrender our lives exclusively, uninterruptedly in their loving service. This morning in Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi Mandir, Shruti Kirti Prabhu was sitting and chanting japa nicely. And it was there, right in the presence of Srila Prabhupada, that he so lovingly agreed to be with us today. how Srila Prabhupada loved Shruti Kirti Prabhu. I wish someday I could properly understand this. Then my life will be perfect. The way Shruti Kirti Prabhu became Prabhupada's personal servant is a lesson we should contemplate, meditate upon, and be inspired by for the rest of our lives. Would you like to hear this story?
Yes. Yes.
By Prabhupada's causeless mercy, I personally witnessed this pastime with my own monkey-like eyes. In 1972, Srila Prabhupada came to New Vrindavan for one of the most historical festivals in the Western world. Srila Prabhupada announced many months before that he would come to New Vrindavan, which he declared to be the transcendental holy place of pilgrimage for America. And he would celebrate Janmashtami as well as his Vyas Puja. He would also have a 7-day Bhagavad Dharma discourse series where he would speak from Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days, just like Shukadeva Goswami spoke Bhagavat to Parikshit Maharaj for 7 days. And it would culminate with Janmashtami and his Vyas Puja. Haribo. So exciting. I found out about it. I was in New York visiting Srila Prabhupada. And I really wanted to come back to live in Vrindavan. But I had to wait some months to get another visa. So when I heard that Prabhupada was coming to New Vrindavan and the people of New Vrindavan need help to prepare for Prabhupada's coming, that is when I came to New Vrindavan. I was put in charge of peeling off the paint of Prabhupada's house with a knife. The whole house, outside. It was an old house. It was about 120 years old. Madhuban, it was called. And the paint was so, they just told me to scrape it all off and then repaint it. Alone.
An old knife, eh?
So I would just... Finally, some couple devotees, one devotee felt sorry for me and started helping me. It wasn't easy. Devotees were building a pavilion on top of a mountain with just cutting down trees and using the trunks as the poles for Prabhupada to have his Bhagavad Dharma discourse and his festivals. The greatest happiness that I personally experienced, and all the devotees, was lunch prasad. It was cooked every single day by Shruti Kirti Prabhu. Every day he cooked, because New Vrindavan was a very poor place. It's pretty poor again, but it used to be very poor. It was famous for mud. And we used to think that it was the dust of Vrindavan mixed with Charanamrit. So every day he would cook the same preparations. Two preparations. Khichdi and breadsticks. Yes? That khichdi. To this day, the thought of it thoroughly agitates my mind with happiness. Just the fact that 30 years ago, I tasted that khichdi. And those breadsticks. Even though the same prasad every single day, everyone was completely satisfied. We'd eat khichdi and breadsticks, then we'd all lay on our left sides on the grass, and someone would read Nectar of Devotion. And that was the substance that helped us to prepare for Prabhupada. I would be so charged and energized by that khichdi, I would be scraping the paint so nicely. And everything was finished when Prabhupada arrived. What a festival. Every morning Srila Prabhupada was giving Srimad Bhagavatam class. Then in the evenings he was speaking Bhagavad Dharma. Then there was Janmashtami. Then his glorious celebration of Vyas Puja, and Srila Prabhupada was attending all the functions. Devotees came from all over America. Practically every temple president, every sannyasi, every devotee that could get out of their service. Hundreds of devotees from all over the country came to be with Prabhupada, to spend time with him. But there was one devotee who never even got to see Prabhupada the whole 10 days. Shruti Kirti Prabhu. Because his service was cooking for the devotees. And there were so many devotees. During every one of Prabhupada's lectures, every one of Prabhupada's darshans, even the festivities of Vyas Puja, Janmashtami, Shruti Kirti Prabhu was in the kitchen cooking. Not for Prabhupada, but for the Vaishnavas. I'm sure Prabhupada, they all also brought for Prabhupada also, but he was cooking for the Vaishnavas. Yes? Was that?
Yes.
Servant of the servant of the servant. And do you think it was easy? I think what made that prasad so delicious was the tears of separation from his lotus eyes that were falling in whatever he cooked. He felt himself so unfortunate. He was longing and crying that Prabhupada's here, I can't even see him. But I have to cook for the devotees. This is the example of the famous saying, do not try to see Krishna, but try to serve Krishna in a way that he wants to see you. And this holds true with the spiritual master who's the representative of Krishna. What pleases Prabhupada? Serving his devotees. Prabhupada sacrificed his life for his devotees. He underwent seasickness, strokeness, strokes, heart attacks, all kinds of inconveniences to please the devotees. What will make him happier than if we work and sacrifice our lives to please and show love for his devotees? So when Srila Prabhupada was about to leave, Shruti Kirti Prabhu was thinking in his heart, I didn't even get to see him. I didn't go to one class. Just serving the Vaishnavas. And just when Prabhupada was about to leave, Kirtanananda Maharaj approached Shruti Kirti Prabhu and said, Prabhupada wants you to be his personal servant and travel with him. He had but about a few minutes to get whatever belongings he had, and he was off in Prabhupada's car with him. To travel all over the world. Altogether, he was personally at Prabhupada's side day and night for about 3 years. He is a storehouse of transcendental nectar. Srila Prabhupada loved him so much. Even when circumstances had it that he could not continue his service as Prabhupada's servant and cook, I believe 2 or 3 times, Prabhupada called him back because Prabhupada was so attached to his devotion. One of the most sacred reasons Prabhupada asked Shruti Kirti Prabhu to be his servant and kept her by his side, not only because of the humility and unpolitical nature and his just eagerness to give his life at every moment to please Prabhupada, but it was Krishna's arrangement that many years later, Shruti Kirti Prabhu, with a clear memory full of love and devotion, would retell the glorious pastimes that he personally witnessed. Recently in Ukraine, almost 2,000 devotees gathered, and about 25 of the top leaders of ISKCON were there giving seminars. There were 4 to 5 seminars at a time throughout the day. And when they scheduled Shruti Kirti Prabhu to speak on Prabhupada, amongst others, all the other people giving seminars said, "We're not giving, we're going to hear from him." So he was the only person who had on the schedule nobody else competing with him. And it was the highlight of the entire festival, hearing him speak the glories of Srila Prabhupada. We have several of Prabhupada's beloved disciples here. But first of all, let us very, very enthusiastically, loudly, and gratefully welcome our beloved Shruti Kirti Prabhu to our world. We also have with us one of Srila Prabhupada's dear most beloved associates, Malati Devi Mataji. Let us welcome her. And we have Srila Prabhupada's personal filmmaker. Another one of Srila Prabhupada's very, very dear associates who spent so much precious time serving Srila Prabhupada. Let us offer our gratitude to Yadubar Prabhu. And we have Nartaki Mataji. That's saintly goddess of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. He's always absorbed in Sri Vrindavan Dham, carrying the dust of Vrindavan wherever she goes within the core of her heart. And do you remember that effulgent little boy, Gauranga Kishore? His name is Gaur Kishore. He stayed with us for about almost a year. His mother, one of our dear god sisters, wife of Narada Muni Prabhu, one of the very, very faithful and exemplary Vaishnavis of our society, Rasalila Mataji, please. And we have our very, very dear god brother, who's very, very sincere, dedicated, such a generous heart, Lokavarnatam Prabhu. Is there any others that I am not seeing? Ah, Nityodita Prabhu. Where is Nityodita Prabhu? He's like part of the very inner circle of the family of Radha Gopinath Temple's devotees. One of my very dearest friends. Such a wonderful devotee. Let us welcome.
Hare, Hare.
Prajendra Prabhu?
Prajendra
Nandan Prabhu. Where is he? Prajendra Nandan Prabhu. Been faithfully serving Srila Prabhupada for many, many long years. Let us welcome him. And for this yatra, we have devotees from Italy and from London, UK, and from various parts of America and Africa and India and Australia and so many places. It is international yatra. But at this time, we request Shruti Kirti Prabhu, to his heart's content, to perform abhishekam of all these devotees by bathing us with the nectar of his, of your love for Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very, very much.